It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
And a good Saturday evening to you. Hi, from the GRC Arena right here in Winchester, Kentucky. We've got high school basketball coming your way. Joel Bennett here. Bobby Baldwin will be joining me as we have on hand for you the final girls game of the George Rogers Clark. It is the MLK Junior Classic. This event hosts some of the best teams around in the state. They come here and they play in this beautiful gym. They want to come here. They want to play in this arena. And of the teams that have been cast and that have shown up here to play in this event, they are some of the top teams. It's going to be the George Rogers Clark Cardinal Girls, number one in the state by a lot of polling that you may look at. They are playing the number one team out of the ninth region. Covington Catholic, Holy Cross of Covington rolls in here, and Holy Cross, they come in here ranked number six in the state overall, and they are in the top five in the ninth region. Now, the Holy Cross team, they come in with a record of 12-4. They are 7-1 within that tough ninth region. They are 2-0 in their district, and Holy Cross comes in here. They are right now on a winning streak. They have won five in a row. Their last game was a blowout win over Holmes High School, 60-21. And again, the only losses they have, a couple of them at the Queen of the Commonwealth, they fell to Boyd County, and Boyd County a top 20 team. They also fell to McCracken County. McCracken is a top five team in the state overall, so this will be a good test. They also were defeated by Ryle. That is a common opponent that George Rogers Clark and Holy Cross share. So Ryle beat them by nine. GRC handled Holy Cross pretty good over in White and Lexington at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. Both teams and their captains and coaches at midcourt. They are meeting with the officials. This is the MLK Junior Classic right here at the George Rogers Clark Arena. We will step aside for 2 minutes when we come back. More pregame to follow right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
January 19th. Here at the GRC Arena at the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic event here at the Winchester, Kentucky, beautiful facility. We've got a lot of teams that want to come here and want to play in this, and this is a nice event, and it follows up with a lot of other classics that are going on in and around the holidays. The Martin Luther King Jr. Classic, again, there have been girls games that have gone on here prior. It'll be GRC, the Cardinal Girls. They will be taking on Holy Cross out of Covington, a school that has an enrollment of 322 pupils, and second night in a row, we're playing a team nicknamed the Indians. Bobby Baldwin has joined me here. Bobby, we had some games earlier that started at 12 o'clock. Of course, our JV and freshmen played at 10 this morning, but for the MLK Junior Classic, catches up with the winners and the opponents.
Ashland Blazers girls beat Louisville Central in the first game. Frederick Douglass out of Lexington took out a good Notre Dame team out of Northern Kentucky in the second game. And then in the game just completed, North Laurel got cranking late in the third quarter and ran away from DuPont Manual by a fairly good margin. So those are the first three games of the afternoon and evening, and we are getting ready for one that should really be a nice tight contest between two very quality teams.
When you look at, as I will repeat again, thank you, Bobby, for that update. And again, one of our sponsors, Winchester Sun, they are one of the premier sponsors here for this Martin Luther King Jr. Tournament at GRC Arena. So we've got Matt down here. He's been presenting trophies and plaques. We want to thank the Boosters for offering a very nice hospitality room for coaches, officials, and all the people involved. We also get a very nice compiled program by one Mr. Steve Anderson, who has put together a wonderful program, color team photos of every club that is playing in this event. And then also it includes in its entirety the speech by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. at the March on Washington on August 28th in 1963. He's got the entire speech in here as GRC celebrates 50 years of girls basketball. Well, Bobby, last night the girls, you know, if you wondered how are they going to play without Sierra Byers, as we had a revamped lineup, the rotation, you know, do you just move it up one more player? I saw players like Jalen Green, Annette Miller, they really came on and took up the slack.
And he kept his rotation intact, and needless to say, there was tremendous intensity played on both ends of the floor by both teams, but GRC was just a little bit superior in all facets, and they took down a good Montgomery County Lady Indian team with relative ease, and gee whiz, if they keep that up here today, Holy Cross will be in for a battle, although they are quality-oriented as well.
Yeah, the score last night, it was the Cardinal girls beating Montgomery County 76-37, and the Cardinal girls had 37 points on second-chance scoring. They owned the offensive backboards. They got 26 points in transition buckets, so they had everything working. Offensively, crashing the boards. Defensively, getting the rebound, pushing it down the floor. Transition baskets for easier high-percentage shots in that game. They started off very hot shooting the basketball as well. This Covington Holy Cross team comes in here, and again, they are under the direction of Ted Arlinghaus. Arlinghaus is in his fourth season as the head coach of Covington Holy Cross. He's the third head coach at that school in the past six seasons. Now, during his three full seasons of coaching, he's got three district runner-up titles. It's so tough up there in that district. He's got to go with Ryle, Notre Dame, some of these Newport teams. It's really tough. He's got a 73-35 record overall. When you go back to January 16th of 2021, this Holy Cross team was invited to play Fleming County in the Martin Luther King Classic here at GRC, but it was canceled due to COVID. They defeated Ashland Blazer last year at the Martin Luther King Junior Classic, 58-47. That game was played here at GRC Arena. And when you look, they beat Ashland Blazer there in 2023. They would find themselves playing in the state tournament. Class A, Bobby, they were the state runner-up. They lost to Bethlehem 65-61. So they had a really fantastic January last season.
Absolutely, and Coach Arlinghaus has certainly got his team where he wants it. The only losses they've had have been to very, very good teams, and he's got them ready to play here, and I know they're all anxious to be here.
This team is good. They're ranked number 5 as far as the Cantrell Lexington rankings, ranked number 6, rather, as far as the power rankings. So we look to have a good basketball game. This will be a good test for the Cardinal girls. A little bit of a spoiler alert, 97-92, UK falls on the road in overtime. Bobby, they joined 6 other ranked teams that lost this week to unranked teams.
Well, one thing about it is they're learning.
Yeah.
They're young. It's not going to hurt them one lick, and all that matters is March, and he's going to have them prepared for March, you can bet your bottom dollar.
Covington Holy Cross, they've won 5 in a row. GRC girls, they have won 6 in a row. Something's got to give. We're going to take a final 30-second break, and we come back. Starting lineups, tip-off, game action, straight ahead.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Girls high school basketball coming up. Let's go to the public address.
First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Lady Indians of Holy Cross. At center, a 6'2 senior, number 2, Julia Hunt. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 10, Aaliyah Hayes. At guard, a 5'8 junior, number 11, Almani Nelson. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 14, Maya Whimsy. And at guard, a 5'3 junior, number 15, Anaya Carter. Head coach is Ted Arlingos. Now for the home team, your George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals. At guard, a 5'5 freshman, number 0, Kennedy Stamper. Hadgard, a 5'8 sophomore. Number 2, T. Yeast. Hadgard, a 5'8 sophomore. Number 25, Anaya Chestnut. At 4, a 5'10 junior. Number 10, Kanaya Jones. And at guard, a 5'8 senior. Number 24, Makili Tabor. Lady Cardinals coached by Mr. Robbie Graham, assisted by Steve Anderson, William Brown, Erica Jackson. Officials for tonight's game, Mr. John Combs, Mr. Donnie Black, Mr. Devin Sanders.
There are your starters in the game, and again, second night in a row that George Rogers Clark has played a team with a nickname, the Indians, the Covington Holy Cross team. Black and red are their colors, much the contrast to GRC, who uses black and red as trim, but they're wearing the white uniforms. Again, Holy Cross, they have won 5 in a row. They have won 7 of their last 9 games. January has been a good month for them last year and this year as well. Cardinal girls come in. They've won 6 in a row, so Bobby, something's got to give. One of these winning streaks will continue.
Going to be an intense battle. We're looking forward to it, and here we go.
Covington Holy Cross controls the tip, and with its haze, throws it out on top. Now with Whimsy and GRC going man-to-man. Whimsy in the paint, passed up a shot, throw it over, a baseline three, that's good. Up and in by Nelson to get the scoring underway.
Got the pass from the post and was open for the tray.
Chestnut a little shaky with the ball handling. She's in a tight spot, double team. They tie her up, jump ball, and GRC will keep possession. It'll be on their end of the floor, and Coach Graham already giving instruction to his girls right here near midcourt. Chestnut to throw it inbounds, find Stamper. She's in that bad spot as well. Girls catching the ball right at the midcourt and the sideline. And you got to move without the basketball. He's looking for someone to go give a screen. Kanaya Jones has it. Jones dribbles into the paint. She's a little shaky with it. Throws it to Yeast. T. Yeast on the right wing. Bounce pass, McKeely Tabor, elbow there jumper, good from 15, right elbow.
Well, nice pass from the wing to the elbow, and McKeely drops it in.
Lob pass in there to Hunt. Hunt takes it then in the front court, takes it on a pass from Whimsy, and she tries to drive the basket. She is fouled as she got in there. That foul will be on Kanaya Jones, her first team first. The tallest girl on the team, and lob pass. Hunt missed it and rebounded there by Jones. Jones throws a pass that's stolen. Put up and missed. That's an easy gimme that was missed there by Carter for Covington Holy Cross. Yeast open three. Left side shot it too strong. Rebound claimed by Hunt. Hunt with a pass up to Whimsy. Whimsy in the front court. Left wing they go with it. Nelson straight away to Hunt. Hunt at 6 feet, 2 inches tall, playing at the top of the key. And they take it away from her. T. Yeast in a foot race. She won it at the rim. Put it in.
She beat Hunt to the bucket on the run out.
Pressure in the backcourt as the Covington Holy Cross team, now they break the timeline, trying to force their way into the front court, and a travel call against Hayes, and that's a second turnover by the Indian team.
Yeah, they're a tad susceptible here in the early going to pressure, so we'll see if that remains the case. But GRC with this lead and the ball.
Cardinal girls up by one. We played nearly 2 minutes in this ball game, and a zone defense by Holy Cross, and just a terrible pass thrown on the baseline. It's stolen away by Holy Cross. Turnovers even at 2 each. Driving in, Carter goes all the way down to Whimsy. She puts up a left-hand runner. She's blocked and fouled as she got to the rim. And that foul is going to be on Yeast. That'll be her first, team second. Two free throws coming at the line for Holy Cross.
Coach Arlinghaus with a senior-laden ball club, and once they get in the open court, they know what they're going to do with it.
Whimsy, one of those seniors, she's 5'10". She makes a free throw here, ties this game up at 4-all, shooting for the lead at the foul line. Whimsy averaging right at 9 points per game, and as far as a free throw shooter, she is 53% on the season. She's 50% here, 1 of 2. Tie game at 4. Chestnut in a tight spot. Again, on that trap area, Stamper bails her out. Kennedy throws up the runner. Didn't get it. Off the backboard. Coming away with the rebound is Whimsy. They release a player, but it's stolen away by T. Yeast. Yeast up there to Stamper. Deep in the right corner. looking for a trailer and a lot of dribbling over there. Now Kennedy double team, and she's going to be fouled as Holy Cross bailed her out. Stamper was in a tight spot, a lot of dribbling, and Whimsy with a foul, her first, team first. Girls are just out of sync a little bit, Bobby. Well, a lot of dribbling.
Well, a lot of dribbling, but they're having pressure thrown at them,
sure,
that they probably haven't seen before, and they're a bit unnerved here in the early going.
And the Covington Holy Cross team, they are bigger at every position other than point guard. Pretty much a matchup there between Stamper out there and Carter. GRC breaks the pressure down. T. Yeast throws up the shot. Missed it. Blocked at the rim. Rejected by Nelson. She's got it. Throws it in the front court. Whimsy driving. 2-on-1. She just ran right over top of the GRC player. And Anaya Chestnut stood her ground. And that's a turnover and a foul on Whimsy.
I tell you what, 2-on-1. And she was by her stony lonesome near and under the basket. Gave up her body. Took the charge. And nice defensive effort by Anaya.
McKeely Tabor out for GRC, the only senior, and Jaylene Green checks in. Pressure again, a 1-2-2, full court trap, and the Cardinal girls turn it over. Stolen by Holy Cross, who's got a couple of players in. Arlinghaus with it. She throws it over on the right wing. They feed it into the post. Hunt, spinning, shooting, scoring. Scored from the right block. Nice footwork.
Footwork, fake to the middle. Hooked it in with her right hand for the lead.
6-4, Holy Cross with a lead. Cards looking to tie it. Green's mid-range jumper from 15 is short. And here comes Holy Cross with a rebound. Hunt through traffic, throws it up to Arlinghaus. Drop it on the baseline. Three-point shot, not there. Weak side rebound. Stamper crashing the board. She and Carter engaged under the goal. And it's off Stamper. It will stay with the Indian team underneath their basket. Annette Miller in. T. East comes out for GRC. Lob pass into Hunt. Jones playing with one foul. Has Hunt give it up out of the paint. Arlinghaus deep in the right corner. Coach Graham telling his girls to tighten it up and double team. Arlinghaus calls a timeout as the coach, Arlinghaus, says you can't take it down there in the corner. Time called. It's Covington. Holy Cross up by two. Back after this brief message.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Holy Cross with the ball and the two-point lead. 4.5 minutes to go. They throw the lob over there to Hunt. Caught it deep and put it up and in. Too big there.
Well, got a nice entry pass from the wing, and it was perfectly placed.
GRC beats the press down the floor, but then they turn it over. Two passes, and they had a cutter, and Jalen Green couldn't hold on to it. Three turnovers by the Cardinal girls. Here comes GRC with a press. Holy Cross looking to break it with the pass. They throw it in the front court. Making the catch is Nelson. Nelson drops it off to Carter. Chestnut steps out on her. Carter can't shake Chestnut and I all over. And here's Green got a steal. Up there to Miller on a run out. Layup got it. Game tied.
When you get those open court thefts, chances are you're going to be rewarded at the other end.
With the ball, Nelson throws it back to Arlinghaus. Return it to Nelson. Numbers aren't there. In the corner, Carter with a three-point shot that's good. Carter hit that three, and right now, Holy Cross, 2 of 3 from behind the arc.
And GRC recovers with a pass from midcourt for a deuce.
Jalen Green got it. They beat him back down the floor. GRC with 6 points in transition buckets. Hunt over there, and we've got traveling. Anaya Hayes had a path to the basket, but credit Kanaya Jones. She came up, Bobby, presented defense, and then she had to travel to get around her.
That's right. Well, that was just a little. Well, once you suddenly see that person in front of you, your instincts are to move those puppies, and she shuffled those feet.
Nelson out, Whimsy back in for Holy Cross as George Rogers Clark looking at this press. GRC beats it. Bounce pass. Stamper threw a nice one to Miller. Couldn't finish it. Kick it out to Green. Return it to Stamper. Ball fake. Finds Miller deep in the right corner. Puts down a bounce pass that's picked off. GRC turns it over. Whimsy with it. Left to the circle. Throw it baseline. Carter hit that three earlier. She hit it again.
She is on fire. 14-8. Holy Cross here. 2:50 left in the first.
Stamper walks it up, being greeted by a 1-2-2 trap. Yeast, entry pass in there to Green. Over to Miller. Three-point shot good. Sophomore Miller showing some moxie shooting that three.
Big basket to keep the Cards attached here in the early going.
They throw the ball into the front court. Hutt at 6-2 between the circle. Thought about a three. Jones took it away from her. Kanaya driving down. Ball fake. Put it up, and she's going to be fouled as Jones ball faked and wanted Hutt to just blow by her, but Hutt fouled her in the process. That'll be her first, team third.
Got a lot of ball on that rejection, but the official made the call.
And he was right there trailing that play. Looking at the RPIs, this Covington Holy Cross team ranked 11th, GRC at number 4. Kanaya Jones, who went 1 of 6 at the free throw line last night, misses a free throw here. That can be overlooked when you have 8 offensive rebounds, which she did last night, but you'd like for her to make them. Kennedy Stamper out, Jalen Goodwin in, and Goodwin got the rebounded miss off the free throw. Miller in the paint at the foul line, pivots out, finds Green. Cardinal girls with the ball down 3. They throw a bullet pass to Miller, and GRC acting like that ball is slippery. They can't hardly hold on to it. Goodwin, entry pass into Jones. Her shot partially blocked. Yee saves it. Green for the tie. Got it. Jalen Green, second chance scoring.
The value of the three-point dagger.
Cardinal girls get that bucket and tie it at 14. Skip pass from Holy Cross right to left. Double team out there on Whimsy. They push Arling Haas, no call there. Throw it over to Carter. Step out on her. You better. She had hit 2 threes from that left corner. Goes straight away with the ball to Whimsy. Whimsy kicks it out. Three-point shot for the lead, and it's there. Hayes gets into the scoring, and 5 different Indian players have scored.
Nice shooting by the visitors.
4 of 5, three-point range, shooting by Holy Cross. Cardinal girls with the ball, down 3 here in the first quarter, with a minute 15 to go in this quarter.
They're 4 for 5 from 3. We've got a minute 15 seconds to go in the first quarter, and yet they only have a 1-possession lead.
Whimsy coming out. Coach Arlinghaus brings back into the ball game. Nelson trying to preserve those fouls and minutes for Whimsy. Entry pass into Tabor, over to Miller. She had hit 1-3. She hit another one.
Again.
8 points in the first quarter for Annette Miller.
She goes in spurts.
In the front court, game tied 17. Inside a minute, clock rolling here in the first quarter. Ooh. Got to the basket way too easy. No backline help, and scoring is Hayes. Here's Green in a hurry. Front court, throws a pass. Arling Haas with a steal. Up to the court, Carter puts up the shot too deep. Missed it, and on a rebound, we've got a foul.
Yeah, got to be. Yeah.
That foul is going to be on Nelson pushing off under the goal. Her first, team fourth. So it's a 19-17 Holy Cross lead, 41 seconds to play. It'll be Clark with the basketball. They need to bring it. No, they're going to say keep possession. Huh. They put a foul on her. Because if the foul is on number 11, Nelson, then it must be GRC ball.
Well, he changed the call. She wasn't near the play. The officials have
He's trying to sort this out.
In a boondoggle here.
Now the official that made the call initially said it was on Nelson for a push-off, and then now he's looking for some confirmation and support from the other two guys calling the game.
Jalen Green was under, Jalen Goodwin?
She's number 13.
She was under the basket, and she got to the ball a split second before Nelson did and got really rocked once the two collided, and it looked to me like the foul was on the whole cross player.
I agree. I think he stays with his first decision. That was a foul on Nelson, and GRC will have the ball. And now He's going to change it and put it on McKeely Tabor, much to the disdain and the groaning of the GRC Cardinal fans. Right now, the official score. So a strange turn of events. It could have been Cardinal girls ball with a chance to tie, but now it'll be Holy Cross with possession underneath the goal. Well, I'll say one thing. They may not have gotten it right, but they didn't take a whole lot of time talking about it.
The trio met at the foul line, made the decision, and here we go.
Lob it in to Carter, to Nelson. Nelson to Arlinghaus, out on top. Now with the ball, Carter gets a high ball screen. On her is Goodwin. Carter, 12-footer, straight away, didn't get the roll. Shot put up and in, though, by Julia Hunt. She's got 6 and a quarter.
Yeah, nobody boxed her out.
25 seconds, dangerous pass, knocked away, stolen by Holy Cross. Carter with a ball fake, and Goodwin's going to foul her on the floor. Turnovers even at 6 each, and both coaches up shouting at their players. It's a 21-17 lead for Holy Cross. They'll have the ball underneath their goal. Arlinghaus lobs it into Hunt, touch pass back to Arlinghaus, missed at the rim, had a good look. Miller with a rebound. Annette in the backcourt needs help. Finds Goodwin. Clock at 9. Goodwin back to Miller. Left side, Yeast has it. They step out on her with Nelson. Nelson all over. High pass to Miller. Go down to the baseline. Green shot at the horn. Didn't go. Well, the first quarter, both teams shot well, as the scores would indicate, and the defensive pressure was there as well. It's a 21-17 lead for Covington Holy Cross over GRC. Bobby and I will return in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Wellness is a choice. So when moments matter, you need compassionate care and clinical experience that's close to home. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center. From emergency care to welcoming your newest family member, Clark is here. Here for you, your family, and your community. So choose caregivers who will see you as family. Choose treatment you can rely on. Clark knows you have a choice. Choose well. See what makes Clark the right choice for you at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. 21-17, Covington Holy Cross leading GRC. And the Holy Cross team leading right now at the Martin Luther King Jr. event here at this beautiful GRC arena. Cardinal girls, third winningest program in the history of Kentucky girls high school basketball. Holy Cross gets it to begin the second quarter. They've got the ball and a four-point lead, and they're going to turn it over. 7 turnovers by Holy Cross, 6 committed by GRC. In the first quarter shooting, though, 4 of 5 from 3-point range for the Holy Cross, 3 of 5 for GRC. They've shot it well, both clubs. Throw it into the paint, kick it out to Green. Driving in as Yeast, returned it to Tabor, dribbled into traffic, and Holy Cross had possession and just couldn't hold it. It was almost a gift to them.
Yeah.
It was right there in their hands.
Right there in their hands, just a little over-penetrating there, trying to take it to the bucket by the Cards.
Stamper will inbound for the Cardinals underneath their goal. You got to move. They get it into Jones. Kanaya Jones driving in. Skip it to Chestnut. Bounce it baseline. T.E. shoots a 3. It was partially blocked. Jones got it. 15-footer. Shot it short. Tabor with her second offensive board to Stamper. That 3 comes off the back iron, and GRC with 3 chances came up dry. Arlinghaus dribbles into the front court. T. Yeast steps out on her. It's Yeast, Jones, Stamper, Tabor, and Chestnut on the floor for the Cardinal girls. High post pass in there to Hayes. Hayes going one-on-one. Spins it to Tabor, and, she traveled.
Yeah, nice defense. She backed off just enough to cause her to shuffle as she tried to make a spin move to the middle.
Coming in, it will be for Holy Cross, Wimsey back in there playing with 2 fouls. Stamper gets it in the middle of the floor to Yeast. Back to Stamper. She's in a hurry. Throw it over to Chestnut. Open three. Not there. Long rebound comes out. Carter in a hurry. Angles off to the left. Stamper checked her in the front court. One-hand pass in there to Hunt. Her jump hook not there, and Jones got the rebound for the Cardinal girls. Up to Chestnut, left side, pull up. 15-footer, wedged it in there. Jones crashes the boards, goes up in traffic, partially blocked. Yeast, follow, put it in. The shorter Cardinals, Bobby, staying with the glass.
They stuck with it, cut this lead to two here at the 6:27 mark of the second.
Pressure on Holy Cross. Cardinal girls playing a 2-1-2. They get it to Hunt in the middle. At 6'2", she's a nice safety valve. She's going to shoot a three-point shot that's off the back iron. Oh. Stamper didn't go get it, was wanting to release, and it comes right back to Holy Cross. Hunt kicks it out. Now with the ball is Whimsy. Whimsy at 5'10", taking it out near midcourt. GRC going man-to-man, driving in. Nelson had it knocked away by Chestnut. It'll be out of bounds, possession two, Holy Cross. Boy, what about Chestnut? First half job against Hayden Barrier last night.
Well,
7 points to a 20-point-a-game score.
And that's something, and she's got a tall order again here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. These girls, Holy Cross, can play. Pass in there and a power move, put it up. And Chestnut that time just undersized and got caught on the hip of Nelson. And Nelson will go to the free throw line. First foul against GRC here in this second quarter. It's a 21-19 lead for Holy Cross. And Bobby and I were talking, I don't know when GRC has trailed in a game.
Well,
it's been a while.
It's been a while here in this facility for sure.
Nelson makes the free throw. That is up and in, her second one. She missed that one. Jones with a rebound. Cardinal girls in the front court quickly. Back is Holy Cross. Trying to get it to Tabor. They do, left of the lane, and she's held from behind. And Cardinal fans almost making that call for the official, but he got it. Second foul on Nelson. That's the first on Holy Cross. And now they're going to bring back into the game Hayes replacing Nelson. Chestnut has the inbound pass, bounce it to Taylor, left of the lane, over to Stamper. Stamper, pull up, 15-footer, rimmed out. Kept alive on the glass by Yeast. Tabor again's got an offensive board, her third. Skip it back to Taylor, reverse it left side. Stamper got a step on the defense, bank shot not there, altered by Hunt.
Oh.
Touched out of bounds, and they're going to say Jones hit it last. Jones, one person going against three Holy Cross players.
One against three, GRC being a little bit rushed by this frenetic defense here in the early going, given by Holy Cross, and they're not really getting that many shots in here of late.
Here's Green, puts Hunt to the floor, and a late whistle, but the appropriate one. They will call the foul on Jalen Green, and Coach Graham talked about that. Her offense is really picking up, but he doesn't want her fouling so much. And that was very obvious, putting her to the floor. It's Green checking in along with Miller. Those two join Yeast, Jones, and Stamper as a compliment for GRC. Holy Cross with the ball and up 22-19. Pass is thrown in no man's land and just a foolish foul. 25 feet from the goal, and your post player, Jones, picks up her second foul. That's going to be team third. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, now she just took a stab at a pass out at the top and raked her across the arm.
Arling Haas wants to throw the pass in, and Miller just about beat Hayes to the ball. They throw it over to Carter. Carter shovels it over to Hunt. Hunt put to the floor, and tied up is Annette Miller on the jump ball, and GRC will get that, and Coach Grams gives them applause.
Cards do a good job when that ball goes into the post. They can double down and create some confusion.
5 minutes to go before halftime. A 22-19 lead for Holy Cross. Green double team. Throws it over to Stamper. Dump it baseline. Miller with a ball fake. Split the defense. Put it up and in. Driving shot. She slashed in there.
She kept her dribble and was able to trim this lead to one here at the 4:43 mark.
10 points off the bench, and there Miller nearly got the steal. Whimsy goes to Hunt. Hunt shot blocked at the rim by Jones, but it goes back to Holy Cross. Jones with two fouls has to play a little more carefully, She does not. She got her with a body, and before Coach Graham can get her out of the game, she has picked up her third foul. So at 5'10", without the services of 6'2", Sierra Byers, GRC gets considerably smaller when the 5'10", Jones goes out. Hunt makes the free throw. She now has 7 points in the game.
Going to have to try to force Julia Hunt to her offhand here. Make her go right.
Second free throw up and in by Hunt. She made them both.
Substitution number
21,
Suzette Clath.
Coming in, Suzette Clayus. Clayus comes in. Also for GRC, Tabor back in, replacing Jones. Stamper throws a pass to Green, drop it to Yeast. Her leaner is off the glass. She missed it. Would have liked to seen that one go down but and get an and one, but Hayes fouled her. That's her first, team second. It'll be two free throws coming for T. Yeast, who has 4 points in this game. Yeast goes to the foul line as the gym goes very quiet. She rimmed that one off. Cardinal girls, they were 13 of 16 at the foul line last night in the second half alone. But right now they're 0 for 3. This one by Yeast, it goes in. Cardinal girls pulled within two. 4:19 to go before half. Dangerous pass when you throw it backwards, but Arlinghaus bailed him out. Whimsy, in a hurry, pounding that right-hand dribble. Hands it off to Arlinghaus. Arlinghaus spins off the dribble. They switch off. Green out on top on Carter. Carter trying to spread the floor. Gets a high ball screen by Nelson. Pick and roll. Got it to her. Now to Hayes. Her runner goes in. Hayes with a bucket. And we've got timeout called on the floor. It's going to be a full timeout called. And we'll look to see who is going to be given that timeout. It'll be a timeout by Covington Holy Cross. Back after this brief message.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Covington Holy Cross leading 26-22. Bobby's got a message here.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a new Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
It'll be George Rogers Clark with the basketball. Tabor, Stamper, Yeast, Miller, and Green on the floor. Full court pressure by Covington. And bad pass, but GRC got away with it. Bounce it on the baseline. Green with a mid-range jumper. Good from the right baseline. 10 feet out.
She crept to the bounce pass, went up on balance, and stroked it home.
Now with numbers, Holy Cross, 3-on-1, driving in. Hunt shot, missed it at the rim. Green got the rebound. Takes off to the right side, now centers it on the dribble. Fires a two-hand pass to Stamper. Out to Miller. Miller with 10 in the game. Drops it on the baseline. Shot put up for the tie. It's missed, and Hunt's got the rebound. Hunt throws a baseball pass all the way into the front court. Driving in. Shot put up. Miller breaks that one up. Nice, savvy defensive play against Nelson.
Retreating, but got the hand in there and stayed away from the foul.
It'll be Holy Cross with the ball underneath their goal, up by two with 3:12 to go in the first half. This is their out-of-bounds play. Lob it to Hunt. They get it there. Shot put up by Nelson on her spin move, and that's a nice, quick move into the paint. And that foul is going to be on Tabor. That will be her second.
Yeah, this is a very skilled team GRC's up against this evening.
Five team fouls, so in the act of shooting Also is Nelson. She will go to the free throw line. I'm looking here at some of the numbers, and this is a big Holy Cross team. They'll go 6'2 and 5'10, 5'11 across the front line. It's only in the backcourt when they get smaller with Carter, but she's hit 2 3-point shots. So, I mean, she's got her weapon there as well. That's that shooting.
Thus far, playing a complete game for sure.
And I'm looking, and they average, you know, 30 rebounds a game. Both free throws made here. Throw it into the front court. Green has it. She'll shoot a three. Missed it on the weak side rebound. Coming away is Holy Cross. Holy Cross in a hurry. They circle around with the dribble. That's Whimsy still pounding that ball. They go to Carter. Carter throws it into the paint. Tried to lead Hunt with a pass to the baseline as she was presenting her right hand as a target on the block. It's deflected out of bounds. Holy Cross will keep it underneath their goal. Watch the lob to Hunt. No, instead they go with a pass, a quick timing play, but it's missed at the rim by Hayes, and here comes Green for the Cardinal girls. Beat Stamper. Stamper shoots. Try to cut into that lead. Missed the three. GRC has missed their last 4 3-point shots. Throw it in the front court. Whimsy deep in the right corner. Floats a pass to Hunt, caught it in the paint. Backing down the shorter Miller, jump hook up, and it rolled in. Just too big, too much size there.
Well, and getting it up on the rim softly so it's got a chance to curl down and through the hoop.
10 points in the game. Here's a pass deflected and stolen. 2-on-1 at the rim, a foul, as Whimsy will go to the line with her team up 6.
Holy Cross attempting to take a little bit of control here late in the first half with their defense.
And it's going to be Whimsy at the free throw line. They've only got a couple of baskets, but they've gone to the free throw line with high regularity. Whimsy misses this one. She is now 1 of 3 at the foul line, played sparingly in the first quarter after picking up 2 early fouls. Both these coaches have a couple of things in common, I know. And that's winning basketball, and that's old-school tradition. All players wear the same color and kind of shoes. I like it. What do you think? It's called a uniform. It's all uniform.
It's what you call tradition.
Tradition. Throw it in the front court, and they had Miller open, and Stamper just throws it over her head. Turnovers even at 8 apiece, but it's 31-24. Holy Cross with the lead in the ball. A little over 2 minutes to go here before halftime. Get the ball in the middle of the floor. Hunt looks over the defense. Traveled over on the far side. No call there. And now Miller gets the steal from Carter. Miller, 3-on-2, goes to Stamper. Stamper spins out of it. Keeps the dribble alive. Yee straight away, looking, throws a pass, and GRC gets an empty trip as both clubs exchange turnovers.
Threw that one into the rafters.
Kylie Chestnut checks in for the Cardinal girls. Chestnut, Yee, Stamper, Green, and Miller on the floor. Inside of 2 minutes, the clock rolling here in the first half. Ball gets to Hunt. Backdoor cut on the weak side. Nobody there. And Hayes scores easily.
Nice job that time by beating the pressure, getting it to the open player for the deuce.
9 points in the game for Hayes. Yeast goes to Stamper. Ball fake. Kennedy, Euro step. In traffic, got deep, hit the bottom of the rim with a shot. Here's Hayes in a hurry. Goes up to Nelson. Nelson, well, they traveled. That's 2 times. They got this one. Coach Graham saying, my girls are getting hammered in there by these big women. But the official, he says he'll call the travel. Cardinals get the ball. Here they come. Anaya Chestnut checks back in. Green with a pass to Stamper. Clock at 1:10. There's a deflected pass. Yeast goes and gets it. Breaks the defense down. Got in deep. Threw it up. Missed at the rim. Hunt altered the shot.
Yeah, made an easy shot, a tough shot.
Here's a deflection by Stamper, Chestnut, and it's turned over. Yeast to Chestnut, back to Yeast. Ball fake, got Hunt airborne. Baseline jumper, good. That's a tough angle, tough shot.
Sorely needed, getting the lead to 7.
7 is the number of points that Yeast has in the game as well. 38 seconds. Holy Cross in the front court here in the first half. With the ball and a 7-point lead. Stamper took it away from Arlinghaus. On a run out. Stamper got it at the rim.
33-28. Cards cut it to 5 here with 2 late buckets.
They go to Hunt. Hunt in the back court throws it up into the front court. Hayes will pull up and shoot a 15-footer. It rimmed off. Green with the ball. Clock at 12. Green, pass up to Anaya Chestnut. Bluff to three. Goes back to Green. Ball out of her reach. It goes to Stamper. Kennedy looking. Floats it out. Kylie Chestnut off the bench. Shoots the three. Not there. Yeast with the rebound. Couldn't get it up as the horn sounds closing up the first half of play. Your score at halftime, it's Covington Holy Cross 33, the George Rogers Clark Cardinal Girls 28. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will step aside for a two-minute break. When we return, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Our assistant coach Dennis Wainwright. Players include Lauren Wills.
We're at halftime here at the GRC Arena.
Caitlin Williams.
As right now, the 2014 George Rogers Clark Girls Region Championship team being recognized here at center court. Head coach Robbie Graham, that was his first of what would be a string. He has won now four of the last six of the last eight 10th region titles. This was his first one in 2014. Maybe they say your first is always very special. I'm sure it is, Bobby. This team went to the Final Four before falling to Elizabethtown.
Had a great run. Wound up losing a total of eight games that year, but daggone it, when you get it all the way to the state semifinals, you have certainly earned a lot of respect and admiration.
10th region titles for Coach Graham. This was his first as the crowd here stands and applauds the 2014 Girls High School Basketball Regional Championship team from George Rogers Clark. Looks like they got good attendance here too, Bobby. You've got, four or five assistant coaches and probably seven ball players showing up. So they got the word out. And this is all part of celebrating 50 years of high school history, premium high school history with George Rogers Clark.
An excellent situation here this afternoon on what we call a very, very pivotal day. When you talk about Martin Luther King and the tradition that he embodies in spirit and mind, so to speak. So it's really good to be able to honor people on a day like that. But this team, very deserving on a very special day.
We are at halftime, and it's Covington Holy Cross, one of the top teams in the state, actually ranked sixth by some of the polls. They rank in the top 10 in the RPI. They are leading GRC here at halftime by a score of 33-28. Looking at how this game unfolded, Cardinal girls have been playing catch-up for most of this game. The first quarter, they closed out trailing 21-17. They had a lead briefly in that first quarter. Bobby's got it chronicled here, but the lead got out to 7. They were able to cut into it, but Cardinal girls, it just feels like we've been playing catch-up the whole game.
Been playing catch-up. The other team has sort of had the stamp on the intensity from the get-go, and we've been a half a step behind. GRC got ahead 4-3. After making two baskets early, and then from that point on, it's been nothing but catch up. And with about a minute and a half to go, they were down 9 here and looked in jeopardy of having this thing get away from them. But two buckets in the final minute has trimmed this lead to 5, and given the fact that they have some foul issues they're dealing with, it gives them a fighting chance here in this second stanza.
Looking at some of the team numbers in this first half, again, it's 33-28. The Holy Cross Indians leading in girls action at halftime over GRC. Three-point shooting for the Cardinal girls. They are 3 of 11 from three-point range. They have missed their last 6 three-point shots. For Covington Holy Cross, they are 4 of 6 from behind the arc. Turnovers in the game, 9 committed by GRC, 12 by Holy Cross. That's a lot of turnovers by two good teams. But listen, both teams are playing full court pressure, trapping defense. Second chance scoring, the bigger Holy Cross team holds a slight edge, 6-5 in second chance scoring, but the Cardinal girls 8-0 in transition buckets and getting out on a fast break. So what that tells me, Bobby, is you got to find some way to get a defensive rebound and get a stop and get out and push it and run, because we have had success in transition.
They certainly have, and yet it's been a very, very difficult task to get that rebound and get it moving from that point. But let's face it, Holy Cross has a big veteran team, very skilled, and everybody they bring in the game, sort of like Coach Graham, they all know what to do and aren't skipping a beat with reserves coming in.
At the free throw line, the Cardinal girls, only 1 of 4 shooting free throws, while it's been Holy Cross. They are 7 of 12 at the free throw line. Halftime score, it's 33-28. Holy Cross of Covington leading GRC here at the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic event. This is the, fourth out of 4 girls games. We got a boys game to follow. We will take another 2-minute break. When we come back after 2 minutes, we will have individual scoring and get you ready for second half play. It's coming your way right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky. Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bank Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Martin Luther King Jr. Classic right here at the GRC Arena, the beautiful GRC Arena in Winchester, Kentucky. And it got a lot of teams that come here and a lot of teams want to come here. And a return team of is Covington Holy Cross. And they played last year. They were invited the year before. That got canceled due to COVID. They're back here, and they lead GRC at halftime 33-28, as Bobby had mentioned in our halftime show. Holy Cross got as much as a 9-point lead, and the Cardinal girls last time they had lead at 4-3, and GRC played catch-up ever since. Looking at the individual scoring in the ball game, 10 points for Julia Hunt in the first half. You got 9 scored by Alaya Hayes, also scoring 6 points for Anaya Carter on a pair of threes in the first quarter. 6 points in the game by Amani Nelson. You also had 2 points scored by Maya Whimsey and 2 other players, that being Alyssa Arlinghaus and also Suzette Clayus. Those ladies played but failed to score. For the George Rogers Clark Cardinals, it's been the bench. The reserves have 19 of the points here in this ballgame. 10 scored by Annette Miller in the first half, leads GRC. T. Yeast, she's got 7 in the ballgame, 7 also for Jaylene Green. You've got 2 points in the game by Kennedy Stamper, 2 scored by McKeely Tabor. Jalen Goodwin, Kanaya Jones, and Kylie Chestnut all played but failed to score. Cardinal girls down here 33-28. At the half. Bobby, roll through those winners again in the first 4 games that we had. We had some games, and if you can roll through them quickly.
Ashland Blazer beat Louisville Central in game number 1. Frederick Douglass took out Notre Dame of Northern Kentucky in game 2, and then North Laurel defeated DuPont Manual comfortably in the game preceding this one.
Well, we've got a game to follow this one. George Rogers Clark boys take on Johnson Central Golden Eagles. Right now it's GRC taking on Holy Cross. Second half coming up after this brief 30-second break.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
The horn sounds as we get ready for third quarter play. It's GRC starting here in the second half. It'll be Anaya Chestnut, T. Yeast, McKeely Tabor, Kennedy Stamper, and Annette Miller in there. Kanaya Jones with 3 fouls. She will not get the nod to begin this game. Boy, it looks like a travel right off the bat by Whimsey. Yeah. She takes it back, top of the key, looks inside. They want Hunt. She's got a mismatch. Tabor at 5'7 on her. Whimsey throws it out straight away with the ball as Holy Cross. GRC tightening up with a man-to-man. Miller there all over Hayes. They skip it out to Hunt. She has to come way out in between the circles to get the pass. She's trying to back her way down in the lane. Got to the right elbow. Hands it off to Whimsey. Yeast on her. Whimsey trying to spin in the paint.
Oh, good heavens.
And they're going to call the foul on T. Yeast. And the foul situation has really been favoring Holy Cross in this one. And the Indians team will get the ball underneath their goal. Arlinghaus comes in. You got a shaken up player, and that, I believe, is Whimsey.
Whimsey.
Lob pass. That's been their out-of-bounds play. Then a backdoor cut. Bank shot put up and missed at the rim. Had a good look. Nelson missed it. Here come the Cardinal girls. Stamper deep in the left corner. Zone by Covington Holy Cross playing a 2-3 zone. Miller, right wing, straight away to Chestnut. Double team comes, back to Miller, right wing. Somebody's got a flash to the high post. Yeast did, but she didn't get it. Now she gets it. Here's Stamper, 2-on-1, looking inside, drew the defense, throws up a shot as she hit the deck. No call. They throw a length of the court pass. Hunt trying to find Hayes. And she looked to travel, and no call there. Coach Graham saying, hey, let's look at it both ways. That's going to be on Miller, her second. That's a second on GRC's team here in this quarter.
Yeah, that's basically the way it's been the whole game. GRC's out to a 3-0 lead, and fouls called in each quarter.
This free throw is missed by Hayes. 7 of 13 is a free throw shooting for Holy Cross as Hayes goes back to the line. This free throw is up. And it looks like she missed them both. Miller got the rebound for the Cardinal girls. She's in a hurry. Races into the front court. Coast to coast. Shot blocked by Hunt at the rim. Miller slams into the brace. She's back on her feet as Carter goes down the left side of the floor for the Indians. They throw the lob in there. Hunt caught it. Weak side help comes by Chesna. Hunt over the back of Taylor. Put it up. Got the basket and won. Just too big, too strong against girls that are 5'5 and 5'7. 12 in the game by Hunt. And that foul is going to be called on Chestnut, her second, as we've got a 30-second timeout called. We'll be back after this brief message.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It'll be Julia Hunt at the free throw line, averaging a double-double on the season, 13 points, 10 rebounds a game. She's at the stripe, 6'2", senior, makes the free throw. She now has 13 points in the game, and the lead now is 36-28. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Chestnut throws a pass to Jones, who checked in at the break. Out to Stamper, 12-footer, good, right on the lane.
Well, she finally got an open look and didn't have to rush it, which is a big basket for the Cards.
Pressure against Covington Holy Cross. They throw it in the front court. Hayes has it, looking, skip it over. Three-point shot on the way, rimmed out. Good block out by T. East. Going the other way for the Cardinal girls. Stamper at the rim, hit by Hunt, no call. Rebound taken by Hayes, and they go over to Nelson. Throw in the front court to Arlinghaus. Coach Graham with his arms folded walking the sideline. Coach Arlinghaus kneeling in front of his bench. He wants his big girl in the paint. And they try to throw at a terrible angle from 30 feet out as Nelson tried to, or make that Hayes tried to throw an entry pass. Too far and not a good angle. Whimsy will check in. And coming out will be this 5'10 senior Hayes. Full court pressure by Holy Cross. GRC trying to break it down. Chestnut goes to Stamper in the front court. Kennedy splits the defense. Bounce pass to McKeely Tabor and threw it behind her. Turnover GRC. So the Cardinal girls had a chance to cut in the lead, and they couldn't do it. Here's the outlet. Just throw it up and let Julia Hunt go get it. That's what they do on the inbounds play. Carter has it deep in the right corner. Tabor steps out on her. Carter's hit two threes from the baseline. She fires a pass, skip it left side. Into Hunt. Hunt jump hook in the lane, missed it.
Jones had
the rebound all alone and goes off her hands. Coach Graham takes the seat now as all he can do is shake his head. It doesn't get much easier than that.
Well, GRC's been its own worst enemy here by rushing things and playing a little bit out of control.
They lob the ball inbound to Hunt again. She's got it at the foul line. Picks up her dribble. T. Yeast, though, intercepts a pass. Yeast in the front court with numbers. Goes to Tabor. Covington back quickly. Tabor double team deep in the corner. Splits the defense. Has the ball knocked away from her. Hayes then will put a player to the floor. They're going to call it, I believe, on Nelson. It'll be the third on Nelson, I believe. Second, they say. So a sarcastic applause goes up by the GRC fans as that foul is called. Jalen Green checks in for McKeely Tabor. Spacing not real good as They're going to say GRC turned it over. Right in front of Coach Graham, you don't ever want to turn it over, but right in front of your coach and the bench, and he's saying, and they're going to put the turnover on GRC. 10 turnovers by the Cardinal girls, 15 by Holy Cross. Arlinghaus hits a three on the left wing, her first bucket.
Ties the biggest lead of the game at 9 at the 4:27 mark.
Chestnut, left wing, driving, got to the baseline, throws it to Jones. Jones over to Stamper, ball fake, puts up a 12-footer, good. Stamper with buckets here in the third quarter.
Yeah, the only two they've had in the first 4 minutes of the half.
Midway through this third quarter, GRC pressing. Arlinghaus throws a dangerous pass. Jones picked it off. Kanaya Jones finds Green. Jalen Green got to the foul line, fell down. Rolls it over to T. Yeast between the circle. Yeast tries to throw it into traffic. Jones picked it up. Over to Stamper. Kick it out to Chestnut. Chestnut gets a screen. Now Yeast drop it baseline. Green tried to get rid of it. Went airborne. Throws over the defense. Stamper got it. Wants to go up and under. She's pushed out of bounds. No call as Chestnut's three is woefully short. Coming away with it. Holy Cross. Carter released. She made it at the rim. That's her first fast break bucket. Right now, you got a 30-second timeout called as GRC trailing by 9. 41-32, time called by Covington Holy Cross. We got a message here.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
3:27 to play here in the third quarter. It'll be the Cardinal girls of George Rogers Clark with the basketball. They trail 41-32. 9-point lead equals the largest lead in the game by either club, and Holy Cross has had it twice. Stamper, pull-up 10-footer. Had some contact, but they say
blocked.
Partially blocked.
Blocked, yeah.
Yeah, but again, possibly some contact, but
sure.
It's going on the other end.
Yeah, the whistle has gone the visitor's way for the first 5/8 of this game.
You know, and never say anything about officials or gang calling. I mean, not a homer by any means, but boy, it's been tough this one. Jones splits the defense, got deep, put up the shot, needed an and one. It didn't go, but a foul will be called on Hayes at the rim.
Well, let's see if our free throw shooting can come around here a little bit.
Second team foul on Hayes and the team. Kanaya Jones at the free throw line. And she's still cold. She's missed her first three after having a tough night over at Montgomery County at the foul line, despite playing extremely well in all other phases. She gets a second free throw in, and that will allow GRC to set the press. They double team, and they throw it to Whimsy, get it in the middle of the floor to Hunt. Hunt driving, missed at the rim. Green got the rebound. Cards want to run. Green, middle of the floor. Floater in the lane, got it.
Boy, nice play. She held up, didn't charge, got the bucket, trims the lead back to 6.
Whimsy throws it on the baseline. Carter with a ball fake, drives in, and guess what? A foul. It's going to take forever to play this. A blow-by foul on T. Yeast. That's her second. That's number 4 against GRC.
She threw that one up awaiting the call, didn't she?
No doubt, and that prayer was answered. She's got 8 points in the game. Now make it 9 as she makes the free throw. Carter is a 5'3 junior guard. Second free throw. That one rolled in.
Averages 8.5 points a game, and she is certainly a valuable component.
Cardinal girls with the ball, down 8. Jones has it in the front court, and they call a foul on Whimsy. Whimsy will pick up her third, team third. Checking in for Covington, it'll be Amani Nelson replacing Whimsy, and T. Yeast comes out and Annette Miller in. Stamper takes the ball in the backcourt, approaching 2.5 to play in the third. Cardinal girls down 8. Green open at the foul line. Finds Stamper. Baseline 10-footer. Good. She's got 8 in the game, 6 in the quarter. Here's a near steal by GRC, but Hunt just looks over the defense. They skip a pass over to Carter, and she just slams the ball off Miller as she's falling out of bounds.
Just very, very cagey play there.
It'll be possession 2. Covington, Holy Cross, they throw the lob in there, and the Stamper took it away from Hunt. That's been their play. Lead pass to Chestnut, over to Green at the rim. Got it. Three passes, 2 points.
Back to a four-point game, 2:06 left in the third.
Hunt looks over the defense. Nearly a walk again. This girl is, she's got her traveling paper. Shot put up in the paint, not there. Still battling, and Hayes puts it up and in. Second chance scoring opportunities. That's 8 points in that fashion for Holy Cross. 45-39, and we've got a reach-in foul as Green took the pass left of the circle from Stamper, and that will be on Nelson, her third, team fourth. We got subs coming in. First action of the game for Millie Rhodes. Rhodes will check in.
Again, good size entering the fray.
They've got a deep team, Holy Cross does. Chestnut has it way out on the floor, left of the circle. Green steps into a 3, missed it. Weak side rebound, kept alive by Kanaya Jones, but couldn't corral it. And GRC girls, regretfully, they have missed their last 8, make that their last 9 three-point shots.
Trailing by 6.
Holy Cross looking at a full court press with 1.5 minutes to go here in the third. Hunt skips it left side. They drop it baseline. Rhodes touched it one time, and she goes to Carter. Driving, runner, blocked by
goodness.
Jones, and they're going to call a foul on her. That'll be the fourth on Kanaya Jones. And the tallest player on the GRC team has picked up her fourth, and that's the team fifth here in the third quarter. You have to work hard to get 5 fouls in 8 minutes, or in 7 minutes in this case. Free throw put in by Carter.
Anaya Carter is a keeper. She has been really, really good.
Makes both free throws. 12 in the game for Carter. Back to an 8-point lead. Cardinal girls attacking. Left of the circle, Green. Goes to Chestnut. Double team arrives. Green has it. She has her dribbles and throws a pass. That's picked off by Holy Cross. An empty trip by GRC. Driving into the front court. Hayes picks it up right of the lane. Skip it left side. Set it to Arlinghaus. They throw down in the paint. Hunt caught it. Tipped it around. Collected it and put it in. She's got 15 in the game. 10-point lead. Longest in the game. Holy Cross has got it. Cardinal girls out on the wing, looking. Chestnut double team, didn't go anywhere with a dribble, and we're going to have a whistle, possibly a timeout or maybe a foul. They're going to call that one on Rhodes, her first. That's number 5, so Anaya Chestnut will go to the free throw line. Chestnut has not scored in this game. She had a nice 16-point game 2 nights ago, and then last night hit a pair of 3s in the first half against Montgomery County, but the Cardinal girls' free throw shooting is off. Bobby, in the break we were talking, GRC played a game last night, a very emotional district game, Holy Cross has had a week to prepare.
And they look like they are well prepared, and they've had GRC's number from the get-go.
Chestnut misses both free throws, very unusual, and
took a trip.
And traveling called against Whimsy. Maddie settles in. Anaya Chestnut out. Kylie Chestnut in. And T. East out. Rhodes checks in. Whimsy out. Hayes returns for Holy Cross as well. Goodwin with the ball. Goes to Green. Stamper out of there. Green has dribble, splits the defense. Left-hand drive, throws up the runner. Didn't get it. Quick put up and in by Kylie Chestnut.
That helps.
She did not bring it down. All in one motion, put it back up. 15 seconds. Carter over to Arlinghaus. Back to Carter. Left of the circle. Clock at 10. Carter driving. Runner not there. Rebounded by Hayes. Stripped, and it will stay with Covington Holy Cross with 5.5 seconds here in the third. Guess what? I'd say it's going to be a lob to Hunt.
Could be. They got their triple teaming her.
There's a lob to Hunt. Banked it, put it in.
Yeah.
That's it. That's their go-to play. Horn sounds before GRC can get a shot off, and actually Covington Holy Cross, they add to their lead at halftime. And now at the end of three quarters of play, it's now up to a 10-point advantage for Covington Holy Cross, 51-41. We'll take a one-minute break. Fourth and final quarter coming up right here on WWKY.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Martin Luther King Jr. Classic, this event here at the GRC Arena. Fourth game of four girls' games. Still got a boys' game to come, but it's Covington Holy Cross leading George Rogers Clark as we move into the fourth quarter. Kylie Chestnut's three-point shot is blocked by Hunt, and GRC's missed their last 10 three-pointers. Whimsy at the left elbow, circles back around with a dribble, picks it up, hands it off to Carter. Off the curl, Stamper slides through and shuts her down. 10-point lead for Holy Cross. They've got the lead and the ball. Throw a pass left to the circle. Whimsy flashing high as Hunt. They want to dump it down. They go high-low. Missed at the rim. And a good job by T. Yeast blocking out. Amani Nelson had a good look, just shot it short. And Yeast boxed her out.
Yeah, she got... He got her backside on her and was able to get the ball.
Chestnut to Chestnut. Kylie throws a pass. Anaya couldn't get it. Chases it down in the backcourt. And now a late whistle, but they're going to say backcourt violation. That's 12 turnovers by GRC. Covington, Holy Cross, they've committed 16, but they still hold a 10-point lead. Ball at midcourt, and the Indians girls team, they get it inbounds. Arlinghaus can't get it in. Makes that now 17 turnovers. We'll set the Cardinal girls lineup. Some subs come in, or reserves that have played minutes. Kanaya Jones, T. Yeast, Jaylene Green, Anaya Chestnut, and Kennedy Stamper on the floor. Triple team. Somebody's open. Stamper is. She's got it. Double team. Skip it left side. Chestnut, we need it.
Yep.
That three won't go, and a weak side rebound claimed there by Arlinghaus. She's at midcourt. Crosses over behind the back dribble. Stamper slides through. Picks her up. Lob pass thrown. Whimsy with it. Chestnut out on her between the circle. Whimsy straight away. Angles off to the right. Trying to bully her way in. Stamper nearly got the steal. Chestnut ran her into a double team. But it'll be possession two. The Holy Cross team up 10. There's the lob into Hunt, but Jones got a hand on it and stole it. Three on one. Jones, the Stamper. They didn't space real well, and they have to settle for the turnover. They didn't get the conversion. Yeast driving baseline on Hunt. Ducks under, banked it up and in.
6:44 mark. Cards cut it to 8. Let's see if they've got enough left in the tank.
9 points in the game for Yeast. Whimsy, double teamed right in front of her bench, shovels it off to Arlinghaus. And a whistle, and they're looking at the clock. And evidently, the clock did or did not stop. It. Bobby said it's 6:47,
yeah.
And now it's 6:44, so I'm saying probably 3 seconds pushing the ball up the floor. Maybe they say that wasn't enough. But
they probably lost about 10 seconds.
Here's a Arling Haas. Will inbound the play. Guess what it is? Lob to Hunt. Over to Carter. And she traveled. Yeah, she wanted a ball fake on, or wanted to shoot a three. Green jumped her and turned it over. Went airborne and came back with it. See if GRC can make a run. Chestnut to Yeast, right wing. Driving. Got by Nelson. Throws it over to Stamper. Loads up a three.
Got it
from the left baseline.
Back to five.
11 points in the game by Stamper. That stops a 0 for 11 three-point shooting drought. Crowd comes alive. Nelson goes to Hunt. Hunt, little shaky at the foul line. Kick it out. Arling Haas tries to answer with a three. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Jones for GRC. Jones fires it in the front court. Chestnut, she's got it. Ball fake and throws a pass. A lazy pass that's stolen. Here's Whimsy on a run out and they foul her. So the Cardinal girls had their chances. And a soft pass that was timed as he shot the passing lane. Whimsy got the steal. She'll be at the line for the free throws. Green got the foul, her first.
Holy Cross alert defensively, and it certainly paid off for them on that one.
Lead's been cut in half, but Whimsy at the line to try to add to it, and she does. Whimsy at the free throw line now is three of five shooting. Another free throw for Whimsy as Arling Haas comes out of the game and Whimsy makes both free throws. Here's a full court press by Holy Cross. Wraparound pass to Chestnut. Two-hand pass to Yeast. Yeast took it baseline. She scored the last time and throws a pass right at the feet of Jones. You either got a bounce pass or give her something she can handle. And Coach Graham saying, go on and drive the baseline. Empty trip by GRC, the last two possessions.
Last two, and they had it cut to five with the momentum.
Whimsy in the front court with a pass. Hunt has it, looks over the defense. Man, I tell you what, Nelson, she gets a running start every time she has touched the ball, and they never called travel on her. And she takes a running start when that pass hits her hands. 5:38 to go in the game. Holy Cross with a lead. Nice out-of-bounds play that doesn't score at the rim. Put up, missed twice, and Jones got the rebound.
Oh, my goodness.
She is taken to
Holy
the floor
smokes.
Underneath the goal, and they say jump ball, give it to Holy Cross. The perplexed look of the Cardinal fans and the coaches. It'll be Holy Cross with the ball underneath the goal. Lob it out there, going to chase it down is Nelson. She goes to Carter. Inside of five and a half to play. Holy Cross with the ball up seven. Pick and roll. Hunt missed at the rim. Jones got the rebound. Pivoted out of there and throws a big pass to Stamper. And it's broken up as Whimsy got in there. And Coach Graham saying fundamentals. Go meet the ball. Don't wait on that pass to come to you. Go meet it. Arling Haas returns for Holy Cross. Coming out is Nelson. Chestnut double-teamed immediately. Stamper has it between the circle. Green left of the lane. Throws a bullet pass at Chestnut. Somehow saved it. She goes right side, reversed it to Stamper. Driving in, floated out to Jones. Jones lost her balance, finds Chestnut. Three ball good from the left wing. Chestnut, she hit her first three, had two last night.
53-49, 4:50 left. They've still got a shot.
Arling Haas breaks the defense down with her dribble drive. Kicks it over there to Hayes. Throw it in there. Jones broke up the play. It'll be a turnover by Covington. Holy Cross, give it to GRC. 20 turnovers by the Indian girl team. 14 by GRC.
Coach Arling Haas telling his kids to settle down.
Stamper in the front court with it. Skip it over to Chestnut. Chestnut driving. Got a pull-up shot, mid-range jumper, missed it. Rebound comes right back to her. Green puts up a three, and she's fouled. Carter fouled her, and Coach Arling Haas, with hands on his hips, says, are you kidding me? But it will be a foul on Carter, and we'll see if they're going to give her. It'll be three shots coming for Jalen Green, and a chance to score with the clock stopped at 4:24.
Well, they've had that same expression on the other bench. a few times in this game as well.
Julian Green, 11 points in this game. Free throw, and this quiet gem comes off the back iron. The Cardinal girls now 2 for 9 at the foul line. That's not their game.
Well, not when you're shooting 68%. It's not.
Green with two more free throws. She makes this one. She's got another one coming. Had just a fantastic 19 points last night off the GRC bench. Scored them in the first and the third. She makes 2 of 3 here, and this will allow GRC to set the press.
They've got 8 points off of that 10-point deficit.
4:20, and the crowd getting into it. Throw the pass in there to Hunt. Caught it deep. She had a drop step for a bucket. Instead, she goes into the paint, and we got a foul called as both Nelson and Hunt put Kanaya Jones to the floor. Kanaya's a warrior. She's playing out there with 4 fouls. Hunt picks up her third, her second, they say, and the second on the team as well. Hunt will take a breather here and get her equipment laced up.
Got to lace that shoe up or else you can't stay in the game.
Well,
but she's certainly taking her time.
Yeah, they're letting her stay in the game. And yeah, here we go. She's a nice player.
Chance to tie it with a deuce.
17 in the game for Hunt. Here's a 1-2-2 trap. And again, a pass. You got to go meet the ball. It's a jump ball. Possession 2, GRC. But I'm telling you, the girls are waiting on the ball to come to them. You got to go meet that pass. And you got to put something on it. Fundamentals. Don't wait on it to come to you. Go meet it. Green, inbound to Chestnut. She's in a tough location. They spread the floor now with Green driving to the basket. Throws up a high bank. We're all tied at 53.
We're knotted at 53. 3:52 left in the game. Cards have stormed back.
Green's bank shot hit the top of the glass and went in. Driving is Whimsy. Backing down the smaller Chestnut. Anaya holding her ground. They go to Hunt. Hunt, bank shot. Got it in there. 19 in the game for the 6'2 senior.
You can't do that.
And I don't know how he called a timeout. Coach Arlinghaus called a timeout as possession was to GRC.
They already had the ball.
Yeah, so anyway, full timeout called by the bench of Holy Cross. We'll be back in 1 minute.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
We've got 3:33 to play in this ball game. Holy Cross has just taken a 2-point lead after the Cardinal girls have tied it only briefly. Full court pressure by Covington. Holy Cross. Cardinals get it in the front court. Stamper driving in. Throws it over. Yeast. Nope. 3-point shot off the front of the rim. And that's it. Going the other way with it. In a hurry. Whimsy. Whimsy down driving, throws up a runner and missed it. Chestnut put to the floor in the backcourt, and they're calling jump ball.
Good heavens.
Jump ball.
And they're calling jump ball, and our little guards, 5'4", 5'5", put to the ground. Holy Cross, the lob pass to Hunt. That's a no-brainer. Left elbow. Hunt throws it out to Carter, thought about a three. We've got 3 minutes to play in this game. Holy Cross with the ball up two. Carter, two-hand pass over the left wing. Whimsy tries to get space on Green. Double team, Jones playing with four fouls.
Gee,
and now they're going to They're going to tee up the coach, Robbie Graham. And I have never seen in the years that I broadcast here, Coach Graham ever get a technical foul. That foul is going to be on Kiana Jones. Kenaya Jones, excuse me, she fouls out. And it'll be technical on Coach Graham. So it will be two shots in the basketball for Holy Cross, leading 55-53. My 5 years of broadcasting, I've never seen Coach Graham get a technical foul. We just saw it here. This crew's had a tough day. They really have.
Yeah, they brought it on themselves.
Free throw is missed by Arlen Haas. It's been the Cardinal guards that have shot them into this.
Yeah, they were down 10.
Nine of the 12.
After three quarters.
And Arlen Haas missed both of the free throws. It'll be possession to Holy Cross, and now I think Kenaya Jones has got to go out. No, she stays in. I guess that's four fouls. Hunt trying to back her way in, out to Whimsy.
Nope.
Two-point shot, missed it, on the rebound, and they push Chestnut underneath the goal, and they're going to call an offensive foul.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. Hamani Nelson, who is standing about 6 inches taller than Chestnut, I tell you, our board operator, he's had a tough go of it, too. Clock keep. As we've got 2:43 to play in the game, and the officials are going to send each team to the bench. I don't know if they've called a timeout or not. They have not. And the crew and the clock, they're going to have to talk it over and sort it out. I thought Jones fouled out. Covington, Holy Cross, one of their assistants coming to the clock keeper. And we've got all three officials meeting at midcourt talking it over while teams go to the respective benches. 19 in the game for Julia Hunt, pacing Covington. They've also got 11 for Hayes. And they've got 12 in the game for Carter for GRC. They've got 15 in the game for Jalen Green, 10 for Annette Miller, 3 for Anaya Chestnut, 1 for Kenaya Jones, 9 points scored by T. Yeast, 2 for Kylie Chestnut, and 11 for Kennedy Stamper, as Coach Graham is bringing McKeely Tabor to the scorer's table. And I'm seeing Kenaya Jones go back out there. I thought she had fouled out. Coach Arlington may be asking as well, and now the Covington fans are saying, you got to get her out of the game. And I think she got to play that set with five fouls. So anyway, I think she's out of the game. And McKeely Tabor takes her spot. So it'll be Tabor, Green, Yeast, Stamper, and taking a ball out of bounds, Anaya Chestnut. For the Covington Holy Cross team, it'll be Julia Hunt. They've also got in there Maya Whimsy. Carter stays in the game, as does Nelson and Arling Haas. And now they're official going over talking to Coach Arling Haas as Robbie Graham is up. And he's going to have to take a seat himself as they're still trying to sort this out. This crew's had a tough go of it. And now the scores table official scorer and the clock keeper are wanting the referee to come in. I said they were quick and decisive the one time they had a huddle. This one, he'd play the Jeopardy theme song here.
Twice.
And they're still trying to satisfy Coach Arling Haas, his petition, as he's still talking to one of the officials, and one of the officials having an emphatic word for him. And Arling Haas, I don't know what, he got to call a timeout while the ball was inbounded. So it's going to be possession to GRC when we sort this all out. And Holy Cross on top, 55-53 with 2:43 to play in the game.
And now with a huge size advantage.
And neither team in the double bonus, possession arrow favors GRC. Chestnut throws on a lazy pass. It's nearly picked off. and it's going to be possession to the Cardinal girls. Coach Graham immediately up off the bench. Don't throw a floater, he's saying. Drive the ball into the circle.
Yeah, she waits on the defense to converge on her up in that coffin corner for some reason, but GRC still a three-pointer away from taking the lead.
Stamper throws it to Tabor. Backdoor cut. Ball fake. Cut goes by and we're tied.
So McKinley gets on the board in a huge way.
We're tied at 55. 2:15 to play in the game. Whimsy out between the circle. Cardinals going man-to-man. High post pass there to Hunt. The 5'7 Tabor on her. Hunt screens down. Whimsy with it. Trying to get separation. Kick it out. Carter Bluff to three. Spinning, shooting. Wow. Got it. Left of the lane. 10-foot fadeaway.
I'll tell you what, she's their MVP in my mind. Wow.
Here comes GRC. Dangerous pass. Yeast got it. Over to Green. Shoots for the lead. In and out. Off the rim, and Whimsy with a rebounded miss for Holy Cross. A minute 40 to go in the ball game, and the Indian ladies team, they've got a two-point lead in the ball. Between the circle with it, Arlinghaus going nowhere and then gives it to Whimsy. Whimsy cradles that ball and throws it down on the block. Hunt spinning, bank shot off the rim. Green got the
rim.
She tries to wrestle it away from Hayes and does. Here's Chestnut driving. Tabor, can she do it? Yes, she can. Yes. Back-to-back buckets for the GRC senior. She tied it at 55. She ties it at 57.
Yeah, with a beautiful assist from the baseline as she was slashing to the basket.
Timeout on the floor. We're tied at 57 with a minute 17. Back in 1 minute.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Each team with a couple of timeouts left. There's a minute 17 to go in the ballgame. We're all tied at 57. Possession arrow favors GRC. Cardinal girls with two fouls to give, and Holy Cross, they've got three fouls to give. It'll be Holy Cross with the ball, bringing it the length of the court. Yeast, Green, Tabor, Chestnut, Stamper on the floor for GRC. Whimsy puts it right of the circle, throws a pass over there. Hayes with Green on her, retreats on the dribble, gets double teamed, finds Hunt. Hunt's out top of the key. That's where you want that big girl. She's had a 19-point game in the paint. With the ball, it's now Carter driving, Stamper on her, spinning in the paint. Carter trying to get a shot set up, and they're going to say traveling. Yep. Instead of a foul on Stamper, they've called traveling on Carter, so it was hold your breath moment. Here comes GRC with a chance to take the lead. They played catch-up most of this game, trailing by as much as 10 late. Green to Yeast, chases it down deep in the left corner. She's double-teamed and a jump ball called immediately as Whimsy tied her up. It'll be back over to the Holy Cross team with 36 and a half seconds to go in this game. Both coaches talking instruction to the girls. Whimsy taking her time. She'll walk it up. GRC will pick up in the half court. Whimsy at the timeline. Crosses over with 28 to play. Whimsy dribbling out on top. T. Yeast on her. Whimsy driving right side of the circle. Spins on the dribble. And T. Yeast, no, they're going to call a timeout. And that time is going to be on Holy Cross. They call the T.O. with 19.2 seconds. They've got a full and a 30. They call the full right here. So the game tied at 57, 19.2 seconds to play. Back after this brief 30-second message.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
Here we go with the situation being possession to Holy Cross on their end of the floor. They've got a timeout left. GRC has a couple, and possession arrow favors the Cardinal girls in the event there is a held ball. So both teams have fouls to give. In this game, GRC has trailed by as much as 10 and had a lead only briefly. But Akili Tabor, the senior for GRC, tied it at 55 and then tied it at 57. After the backcourt of Stamper and Chestnut shot him back into it with good help from Green and Yeast.
Everything in
19.2 seconds to play here in the game. It'll be inbounded in front of the Covington Holy Cross bench. Whimsy has it. Driving. Clock at 15. Lost the ball. Double team. Stamper took it away from her. Lead pass to Green. Clock at 9. Green. Bounce pass. Tabor. Goes to Yeast. Shot put up, and she's fouled. She's fouled with 3 seconds to go.
The putback
was
in. Tamper
came up with the steal.
But it was after the foul.
And they call the foul on number 14. That is on. That's the third foul on the team at the free throw line. Yeast free throw. It's good. She is now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. She has another one to come with 2.4 seconds to play in the game. See if GRC can steal this one. Second free throw. Got them both. And Coach Graham calls a timeout immediately. He's got a full and a 30. They're looking to see what he wants. And they're going to say a full timeout. So he'll burn this one here with 2.5 seconds to go. And GRC up 2 with the possession arrow. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care. Just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Well, we've had a good one here as it's been a full day of basketball. Began at 12 o'clock noon for high school girls varsity basketball. And this is the fourth of four games here at the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. And we've got a classic here. Two of the top 10 ranked teams, Covington Holy Cross at 6, GRC at 1. That's in some polls. The RPI, they're 4-7. So very evenly matched teams, but that was before we lost the services of our All-State first-teamer. Here's a pass to Hunt at midcourt. Over, and they can't get a shot off because a three was hit, but wave it off. Holy Cross shot a three, but the horn definitely had sounded. In a final, GRC wins this one. They steal it from Holy Cross 57-59. I don't know if this is the case or not, but if you'd like to re-experience this game, WWKY, they record these broadcasts, and if you would like to re-experience any of the ball games, you can contact the station and obtain your copy. Boy, this was a tight one, Bob.
Yeah, one thing about it, though, the broadcast crew was calm, cool, and collected throughout.
Well, you try to make it a little exciting.
Yeah, we sure did.
As we've got a...
How about an 18-6 final quarter?
Well, we've got Sierra Byers. It's a tough situation to see the 6-2 first team all state player on crutches, but she's going to present teammate T. Yeast with the player of the game. T. Yeast has 11 points in the game. Her two free throws gave GRC this two-point victory.
Coach Arlinghouse and his team clapping for that award presentation. Very classy.
Oh, yeah, good bunch. And they play hard. They've got a big team. They've got a good team.
They can win that region. Oh, make no doubt.
No doubt about it. They have a very, very solid team. Their RPI ranking right up there at the top. Here we are, and, again, we have completed four games of basketball. Bobby, you can roll off who our winners today are as we get ready for a post-game show.
Ashland Paul Blazer won the opener against Louisville Central. Frederick Douglas of Lexington defeated Notre Dame out of Covington. And North Laurel took care of DuPont Manual in the game preceding this one. And then in our game here, coming from 10 down in the final quarter and outscoring the Lady Indians from Covington Holy Cross 18-6. GRC's girls squeak out a 59-57 improbable victory.
Well, they did. They come away with a win, and that keeps the winning streak rolling for GRC. The Cardinal girls now, they have won seven in a row. The five-game winning streak, it has stopped on Covington Holy Cross's end. But believe me, they can pick up another winning streak at their next ball game. They're that good. And we are going to take a timeout here as the end of this ball game. T. Yeast, our player of the game. In the contest, she had 11 points. Her two free throws with 2 seconds on the clock sealed the win for GRC. More to come. Post-game show in 2 minutes here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Here we are at the GRC Arena, the beautiful GRC Arena, the home side of the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic, and we just had a classic. As that bumper there, the boss singing Glory Days, boy, this will make you have one of those glory days, Bobby. This was a come-from-behind win by GRC, got down by as much as 10. Fourth quarter was big, winning it, 18-6?
18-6, and two free throws with 2.4 seconds to go, seal the deal. A three-pointer did go in, but it was after the buzzer had sounded, so GRC got the victory. And with one quarter to go, it would have been an improbable victory, but they hung in there. He said they weren't going to back down regardless, and by golly, they came through in that fourth quarter.
It's a game in which GRC wins in a different fashion. Last night, it was offensive board work and fast break buckets. Tonight, GRC, they win in the half-court game. GRC able to play the bigger, taller Covington Holy Cross team and held their own despite being undersized at every position. Looking at some of the team numbers, the Cardinal girls go 5 of 19 in shooting the three-point shot. At one time, had missed 10 in a row. Holy Cross, they only went 1 of 3 in the second half, so overall they go 5 for 9 in the ball game. The Lady Indian team, they turned it over 22 times, GRC with 14 turnovers. Second chance scoring, a 12-10 edge to Holy Cross, but in fast break scoring, it was 12-2 in favor of GRC. More of a half-court game. GRC got 8 of their transition points in the first half. Cardinal girls not real solid at the foul line, 6 of 13, but they made the two that counted, those two by T. Yeast that were the game winner. While Covington Holy Cross, they went to the line 23 times, they made 14. Individually for Holy Cross, they were led in scoring as their 6'2 senior post player Julia Hunt with 19 points. You had 14 scored by Anaya Carter, a 5'3 senior guard, also, or junior guard, also 11 in the game for Alaya Hayes. 3 points scored by Alyssa Arlinghaus. You had 6 points scored by Amani Nelson, 4 points by Maya Wimsey, and Suzette Clayus, she played but failed to score. For the GRC Cardinal girls, they got 15 points in the game by Jaylene Green coming off the bench. She had 19 last night. She gets 15 tonight off the Cardinal bench. Excuse me, other scoring, 11 points for T. Yeast, including the game-winning 2 free throws. 11 points for Kennedy Stamper. She led the charge in the second half with her scoring and ball handling. Other players for GRC, 10 points for Annette Miller. She got all 10 in the first half. She had got 8 of those in the first quarter off the Cardinal bench. 6 in the game for McKeely Tabor. She hit 2 big shots in the fourth quarter that tied it at 2 different intervals. Other scoring, 3 points in the game for Anaya Chestnut, who hit a 3. Her little sister Kylie made 2 points in the ball game. And Kanaya Jones, 5'10 post player, she had to play big. She comes away with 1 in the game. So the Cardinal girls, they continue their winning. Their record now goes to 17-1, while Covington Holy Cross, a very respectable 12-5 on the season. So, wow, some kind of game, Bobby, and we've got one more to go.
One to go, and yet if you want to hear this one again, WWKYradio.com, and click on demand, and you will be able to pick it up and hear it again. And it was certainly an exciting game, and this one could be just as exciting up and coming.
We will take another 1 minute break. When we come back, we're going to have second game action coming up right now. 1 minute break. We'll be back after this.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64. CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Well, we got the winning coach up here, head coach Robbie Graham up here, as he is the host in the host school of the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. Boy, you had a classic. You've had 4 games of high school girls basketball, marquee programs and teams, and you cap it off with a 59-57 win. Coach, I was talking, you win this one. Bobby's showing you 18-6 in the fourth quarter. You got good conditioned girls, and there's some fuel in the tank.
Yeah, definitely. We kept telling them, you know, the last 4 minutes, like, guys, they're tired. They're winded. They're not run as hard as they were. They're starting to walk. Their tongues are hanging. They're bending over, holding their shorts. We're fresh. Keep pushing it. You know, one thing, you know, with our kids, man, there's no quits. You know, we didn't have our best game tonight. We weren't making free throws, turned the ball over. We weren't executing, but they were so resilient. I mean, guys, they just kept battling. And, you know, it looked bleak for a lot of the game, but I just had a lot of confidence in our kids. I kept saying to myself, we're going to get past this. Just one possession at a time. Don't be in a hurry. And it was tough. It was a tough physical game. It was a good game for us, though. We, you know, playing against the post player of that caliber. She's actually going to go to University of Washington to play volleyball, but she's 6'3", legit 6'3". And there was a few times we kept going there, and she's not going to shrink through the course of the game. You want to draw her, but you want to pass it because you're not going to shoot over top of her. We kept trying to get over. And then late in the game, we were able to draw, and we were able to pitch it or kick it out for a better shot. But, you know, I'm so proud of our kids. So happy for that locker room because they just kept battling.
You're listening to head coach Robbie Graham. Last night, his team won on offensive rebounding and rebound putback, second chance scoring, and fast break points. Today, different ball game. It was a half-court game. Each of your teams, you pressed each other and zone trapped a lot. Last night, you won it on rebound putbacks. Tonight, you played a half-court game. I guess that tells you, too, your team's really balanced.
Yes, and that's the thing. We haven't seen that 1-2-2, 1-3-1, you know, throughout the course of a game like they ran. And, you know, with the big girl in the middle, you know, that's tough. And they were extended some, and they were athletic enough and strong enough where traps were strong. We just kept battling. We kept battling, and, you know, one possession at a time. And, you know, I can't say enough how proud I am of those kids. I mean, those kids just battled. And, you know, it was good to see that. We needed a good, hard-nosed, tough game. It's good to have that.
Yes, you did. And you got it here today. And in the ball game, there were 36 free throws shot in this ball game. And that more than that in fouls. So you did have a physical game. You were outsized at every position. Your guards, you got 27 points off the bench. That's big.
It is. It is indeed. And, you know, we talk all the time about always be ready. You know, we have kids on the bench that could probably start, you know, and it's I tell them all the time, it's about us.
Yes.
You know, whether you start, you know, finishing is when it's money time. You know, some people, you got to start. But when the coach trusts you to be out there, when it's, you know, a minute to go and you're down two or three, that's, you know, all the trust. But I trust all of our kids, you know, and it can be anybody at any given night, you know, and they root for each other. I mean, they all cheer for each other. They want each other to have success. You know, but it's just proud of our kids for the way they battled tonight.
Head coach Robbie Graham, that's who you're listening to. His team won 59-57, two free throws with 2 seconds to go on the clock. Coach, I'm going to let you go, but Martin Luther King Jr. Classic event. Coach Steve Anderson and you put together two beautiful brochures. You had a team program. You also had an MLK Jr. tribute program put together. You're also recognized in a 2014 region championship team, one of your 10 that you've got. Maybe they say sometimes the first cut's the deepest, was the first one, something you'll always remember.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was 14. It was one of my, you know, teams I always remember. Plus, it's special because my daughter played for me. And, you know, to be able to win a region and go play in Bowling Green at the time with, you know, with your daughter, I mean, it's just special. And she'd have been here today, but they played at Ball State. She just couldn't get here. She was sorry she couldn't make it. We've been FaceTiming and calling, you know, throughout the day. And,
sure,
you know, shout out to her because I know she would love to have been here.
Sure.
But it's good to see, you know, senior-year-old players. And, you know, our kids are so successful in their careers. And I told our kids, you know, they came in the locker room. We've got a doctor. We've got a lawyer. We got a nurse. We got, you know, so it just, those kids are just, they work so hard, you know. And this team kind of reminds us, you know, that team. This team's probably a little more athletic than that team, but that team played so hard and they were so smart. So,
and you had good attendance today. And
good crowds,
like
today.
You said,
it's been fun.
Well, and head coach Robbie Graham, he's a guy that's driving this car. And I tell you what, he had a group of professionals out there today that were alum, and he had a good team today. Good enough to keep that winning streak going.
And we're actually 7. Going international on Monday. We're going up to Columbus. We're playing a team out of Canada. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to go up in the morning. We're going to take the girls to watch Ohio State, Michigan State women's game. They don't know that yet. It's going to be a kind of surprise. We'll leave in the morning and go watch that game. I think it's ESPN televised, so that we're excited for that. And then we play Monday morning against Niagara Falls Prep Academy out of Ontario, Canada. So we're excited to go up there.
Home games are at a premium. We don't see you often. Head coach Graham.
Appreciate you guys. Thank y'all.
Here at the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic, his Cardinal girls win in a final, 59-57, picking up their seventh win in a row. Right now, we've got both teams going through their warm-ups as we are 8 minutes away from tip-off. With that in mind, we're going to send it back to Tim Smith for a five-minute transition period. He will carry you for the next 5 minutes, get you up to date with what's going on, play you some good music. Bobby and I'll return. Pre-game coming up. It's George Rogers Clark taking on Johnson Central, the Golden Eagles. That's coming up in 5 minutes.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.